Unique Weirdos, what up?
It's Roxy Blue.
Big boy.
Bitch.
Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wetting. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the back. I can make it rain, old daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this Danny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe, cause I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffed, you can be the officer. A better yet, a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star when it comes out.
Peeps, it's your man, Flag Holding It Down, All Bars Radio. I'm definitely back in the building. I know y'all missed me on Tuesday. Shout out to Jay, the Tech Guy of Pregame Radio, for holding me down. 347-857-4302 definitely is the number to call up. Participating Nicky Bars is definitely on the way. She'll be in about 20 or so minutes, so you ain't know how I do. I'll give you guys some music, get y'all guys dancing. You know what I'm saying? Once we get shit started, and you know, y'all heard of how North Korea is trying to nuke the U.S. when we done showed Korea mad love. You know, we let them come through with the Gangnam Style and do all that and come through and make money over here, and now they want to hit us with nukes. What's your thoughts on that, people? How you feeling on it? People in NYC, brand new fare hikes. You know, what's your take on it? And right now we also have another winter storm heading our way. So, of course, people, please, you know, let's be considerate. I know in times of wintery storms and all that good shit, people tend to forget there's other people in the world. Or there's other people in Brooklyn, there's other people in the Bronx with you, not you. You know, so let's be, for others. You know, there's not take the gallon of water when you know there's someone standing right next to you looking for water. You know, if you gotta wait online to get gas, wait online. Hey, don't be trying to pay the attendant off so you can just get, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Just, what you're trying, like I said, be considerate of others. You know, and little small things like that will help shit go by a whole lot quicker, I promise you. And also I want to shout out everyone over at Network ENT, because that's why it was in there. They had a jump up going down at the Premier Club. So shout out to everyone who performed. Shout out to everybody who came through. Shout out to the whole staff over there, Russ, Selector, Guns, Carino, Deuce the Privilege, of course, Rod and Mover, Al Price, Team Frost. Definitely had a, it was definitely a good event, though. You know, real shit. You know, just all this getting together, you know, doing the damn thing. It was real cool, real nice, like. So I'm going to get into some music for y'all, because I know that's what y'all expect of your man, Brooklyn Black. You know, I think I talked to y'all. You know, I ain't see y'all since last Thursday. You know, the All Barbs audience. You know, of course, you know, I do my thing Friday, Saturday nights on pregame radio. Same number, so definitely you can touch it with me there. And I also, Mario Going Wild was possible Monday and Wednesday nights. I know it's very serious. You know, gotta be busy. You know, but catch up with me. You know, I'll be, you know, always respond back, you know, go back and forth. I ain't one of those, you know, Hollywood can't talk to you type of, you know what I mean? I'm, for the most part, you know, I'm legit. You know, I'm real chill. You can approach me in public. You know, especially, nice ladies and shit, you know. You approach me, hey, that's me, you know. I could be sitting next to you on the train. You know, just don't run up from the rear, pause. You know, just make sure I can see you as you're approaching, you know. You're not taking me by surprise, you know. All well and good. Just saying. Small Balls Radio, 347-857-4302. Hit me on that Twitter, at Brooklyn Black. On Instagram, Brooklyn_Black. And, of course, Facebook. You guessed it, Brooklyn Black. But, and also, shout out to the Mayor Bloomberg. And this is really sarcastic shout out because, you know, not only is he doing the whole ban on sugar, but if you guys were paying attention, it kind of trickles over to our morning coffee. You know, if you like me, you know, you gotta have that, you know, had that morning cup of Joe. And which is funny, this year for Lent, I actually gave up coffee. But, you know, Lent's almost over for all my Catholic people. You know, Lent's almost over. And they tell me I can't get more than 16 ounces of coffee if I so need it. Or I gotta add my own sugar and, you know, shit, I'm paying you, but you know what? It is what it is. And that's how they wish to do things, you know. But now Bloomberg now has this crazy anti-teen pregnancy campaign thing going down. And, you know, if you guys have seen it, if you guys follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, you see I posted the pictures a little earlier, you know, about it. And, I mean, I just think the whole shit is just bananas because it's like, if you guys pay attention, like Bloomberg, he's really trying to really control us, you know, control our lives and how we do shit. You know, like, you guys, they make it one strict-ass city. You know, but, you know, some people say, oh, in hindsight, it's a good thing, you know, but you got to really look at it for what it is. You know, because sometimes it'll just appear right in front of you exactly what it is, exactly how it's going down. You know, and you got to accept it or just be in denial and be sheep. But enough of that righteousness, you know. But Like I said, let me know what y'all up to, what y'all doing this shit, what y'all playing for the weekend, where the party's at, you know? I definitely do, I guess there's some stuff I'm just waiting for. You know, sometimes you're coming out of warm up, especially out here, you know, it's cold, so I'm just trying to be patient, keep you guys somewhat entertained. You know, but sometimes right now things don't cooperate with you. And you just got to roll the punches. Just, you know, it is what it is. Like I said. Artists, if you guys want to get on, of course, you can always hit up Nicky Bob, CEO of NickyBob@gmail.com if you guys want to do that. Also, you know, you need Brooklyn Black for any, you know, anything like that, any inquiries about pregame radio. You know, you can always hit me up at pregameradio@gmail.com or, you know, any of my other social media things, and you hit me up and I'll respond and we get some stuff situated and get it and just, you know, get shit going. You know, it's not difficult. I'm not hard to find. I'm not difficult to reach. But there's a lot of things going on. Of course, you guys know Kim Kardashian, she's just been doing too much. So, you know, she's been on her own bed rest, you know, and even anybody, you know, pregnant, you gotta take it easy. You know, I don't know, was she like 5-6 months or something like that, maybe a little less, you know, I'm not sure. But, I just know she's showing heavy, so I'll say at least 4 months. But anyway, now you got to take it easy. You got to slow down a bit. You know, you may be used to that. You know, you may be to that fast-paced lifestyle, you know, always wanting to be on the move and everything like that, but that's something, you know, when you're pregnant and you're expecting and you want to have a healthy baby and all that, you just can't do. Doesn't matter who you are. You can be Kim Kardashian. You can be Janet Jackson. You can be Shakima Jenkins, who lives in Harlem. Doesn't matter who you are. Like, it is what it is. You got to calm down. You got to take a chill pill, even though you may still have to work. And you still got to get shit done, but, you know, you got to take it easy. You can't run out as much as you used to. You know, you can't. You know, because, you know, everything you do now is going to have some type of effect on the baby. So, you just got to calm down, chill out. So, Kim, chill. You're doing too much. I'm sure you have more than enough money where you could take a little time off. Just to relax. You got more than enough money doing absolutely nothing. You know what I'm saying? You could take some time off. You could chill for a little bit. That's what, bitch. Say chill. You know, and I don't know. I still think she's behind me getting reported too, because I posted that picture of her in the Penguin. But it is what it is. You know, we don't hold no grudges, harbor no ill will over here, but still. Have an eye on you. All Bars Radio, 347-857-430, to host about, of course, Nicky Bars. I mean, I'm Brooklyn Black, you know, giving the male point of view. And, you know, of course, a whole bunch of other shit. You know, as we get you guys ready for this weekend, and remember, Northeast area, it is cold. You know what I'm saying? And in sports, we got New York Knicks is going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder without Melo. We've been doing good. Won the last couple after I lost to Miami. So I'm hoping we can keep that going. Now let the pressures of Durant and Russell Westbrook, try to deter something. We definitely do the damn thing. And we got we got James White and Kerr Thomas starting with Raymond Felton. So we're gonna start off. We should be pretty good along with Amon Shumpert and of course Tyson Chandler. Clapping boards and all that. Game's underway. I'll give you guys a score in a little bit. And of course in other sports. We got baseball coming up. Mariano Rivera's he's been with the Yankees forever since most of our old boss listeners were in Panthers. You got him. He's announced his retirement on Saturday. He helped the Yankees a lot. Helped get us some rings by closing out, doing what he does. The closer, the finisher, Mariano Rivera. So he had a great year. But also we have Teixeira. He's out for a few weeks, but he'll be okay. He'll be back in. We got a whole bunch of baseball left. So maybe it may be the year that the Yankees do it. I forget who won last year's World Series. That's what happens when, be it. If it's not your team, you tend to care less, But we are definitely rocking. Shout out to everyone who's in the call queue. Shout out to everyone on Twitter. Brand new class. Shout out to K Continental, Dirty South Gent. Whew, this is a Glamour Chick 81. Shout out to you. Shout out to the homie Retro Star of Onyx. He's definitely been holding it down. But you know what? Slow down, get into a track real quick. Hit us up. 347-857-4302. A little something new for y'all. Nicky Balls might feel some type of way because I played it and she didn't get here yet. But it is what it is. His suit and tie will be right back. Nice.
out your seat, Hov.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like success. South guy, gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The front, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga tryna cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I've got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up suits and eyes. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love, love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey.
Money in the top beat. Shotgun in the coupe, no top, please.
A motherfucking bullet couldn't stop me. I'ma keep going ham like Boris Head. My foundation stronger than a horse leg. And my look got me thinking about more bread. I'm trying to make headlines like a forehead. And bring it back for the real chicks. I'm about to show them what the deal is. A motherfucker gotta feel it. Cause even if you fake, you can't escape the real shit.
Barb's Radio going down. Me, Nikki Barb, aka I How's Your Head Game. Hey, Black, what's going on?
It's going down. Chill it.
I missed you. I missed you.
I missed you too, and I'm here now, so that's all what matters, kid.
Oh, I actually had a great show Tuesday. I did with Jay.
I know.
Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Jay. He definitely did, you know, fall in line. I definitely do appreciate that. I do. How was the party?
It was cool. It was live, you know. And of course, you know, it's not a party until someone gets stopped by the police. So.
I remember that phone call.
It
Please. I was like, what the fuck? Okay, honey, dear. That was crazy. That's cool, though. Shout out to Deuce and GX Media, right? K Network. So shout out to them. I definitely do have a couple of shout outs that I want to give. My timeline is definitely, crazy. Shout out
to And the call line just blew up now that you got here. Hold on, caller. We're going to get to you in a minute.
All right, shout out to at her loving underscore bad who kept telling me from all day she was going to tune in, she was rocking out, she kept telling me, I called in. So shout out to you. Also shout out to at Brooklyn Darling. She said that she was going to be rocking out with us. Shout out to first and foremost, I always start off the show, how rude. Shout out to All Barbs, the All Barbs movement, the All Barbs promoters, and Boss Bobs herself at Angel Love Tweets. She definitely made hands today with the promotions, letting everybody know on her side to tune in tonight. Definitely shout her out. And y'all need to go follow her because she's definitely the owner of All Barbs. And she started the foundation. She got us going. And everybody follow her. Show her some love. Shout out to at CG the Prince. You already know. Shout out to at Miss Bree Sunshine. Ooh, shout out to at Moolah Pop, bitch. Sounds really familiar. Shout out to at Young Savage SC. I know you sent me some music today. You actually, don't worry, I got the email. I will be sending it over, and it will be in rotation. Shout out to at Phyllis of Sin, one of the All Barbs promoters. Shout out to at Shelly Bloom. How you doing? So, yeah, Black, do you have any shout-outs that you want to give?
Oh, yeah, my shout-out's in the beginning. You know, I tried to knock all that out. So when you came in, we just, boom, get right into it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know these people, they call for you. They don't call for me. They wait for my music, but they call to talk to you.
Too funny. All right, well, for all of those who know, for all of those who are new, every now and then I like to take it to Twitter, and what I like to do is go over the trending topics that have been trending on my timeline, which most likely probably been trending on yours as well. And usually I do have the time to, like, get involved, and that's when y'all see me going in on the topic, straight hashtagging it, going in. And a couple of them came across my timeline today. Black, you ready to hear what they are?
Let's do it.
All right. Well, hashtag the biggest lies and hashtag I can honestly say. So let's go into hashtag the biggest lies. And I did not get to participate in this today, but if I have the chance to, I am going to do it right now. Hashtag biggest, one of the biggest lies are, I'm going to say I love you. I feel like that'd be one of the biggest lies nowadays. I love you. If you don't mean it, don't say it. But, Black, if you had a chance to participate in this trending topic, what would you say?
Wow. What was it? The greatest lie?
Yeah, biggest lie.
The biggest lie.
Biggest lie.
Hashtag biggest lies. I ain't fucking nobody but you, baby.
But correction though, because some of us honestly mean
okay,
that shit.
Okay.
To the people that
okay,
really mean it.
Okay, we get it. You don't mean that shit. I don't mean that shit. But let's keep it real. That is a very common lie, especially with dudes and low life trifling hookers. Like that's one of their number one shits. Is either I love you or I ain't fucking nobody but you. Or nowadays, oh, that's my bro.
Oh, hashtag biggest lies is, yeah, that's the bro, that's the sis. Because you know what, and you know what's so funny, like, keep it real, because you want to know what's so funny. Back in the day, I've used that, like, I've said that. They're my bro right there. And, you know, it was a little bit more than a brother-sister relationship, but, you know, I just didn't know what to call it. So I would just be like, oh, that's the bro. You know what I mean? Like, I said that. So I can believe that's one of the biggest lies. What about, nah, we're not together. You don't think that's a big lie?
Yeah, because, and also, one other, yeah, we together. Meanwhile, she out doing this, that, and the third. But yeah, that's the biggest lie, and it works on it works both ways. So yeah, definitely the biggest lie.
I'm gonna read some of the things that my followers have been saying, and this one is funny to me. Shout out to Atla Janae Star. She said, hashtag biggest lies. She puts, the doctor will be in shortly. Damn. If you think about it, though, I've heard that, and my doctor don't come waltzing his ass in there until about, like, half an hour later. That's funny. Somebody else says, hashtag biggest lies. Shout out to @Mitchell_A_W, who says, I'm sorry. That's funny. Let's get into the trending topic. Hashtag, I can honestly say, Black, what can you honestly say?
I can honestly say that most motherfuckers ain't shit. And that's just based off of how they do business or how they proclaim to do business or how they, you know, how they just be on some crap shit and try to pull your shit down because you're doing something and they not.
I can definitely dig it.
Like I said, that's some ape shit.
I can honestly say, hashtag, I can honestly say, when I'm alone, I go into, like, critical deep thinking mode. I don't know why. I guess it's because, like, I'm by myself, so I just think, I can honestly say that. Give me one more example, Black. What can you honestly, and the key word in this motherfucking thing is honestly. Remember, honestly.
I can honestly say I'm hungry as fuck right now.
That's a fact. So on Tuesday, you kind of missed. We were going in on a lot of things, and I definitely do want to get to that. But before. Before I get into all of that, I don't know if you went over the what's going on in the sports world.
Yeah, just a little bit. You know, right now the Knicks are leading Oklahoma City in the first quarter. And New York Yankee Mariano Rivera is retiring this year. So, as right now, that's what it is. Oh, correction. Oklahoma City is leading the New York Knicks 32-24, still in the first quarter. Come on, Knicks.
Let's go, Knicks. All right. Well, before I start going into the new topic, I kind of want to kind of put you on because I feel like maybe you'll have some things to say yourself. And we were kind of debating. And, oh, my gosh, shout out to St. Louis. Shout out to @VoodooAssassin, who's from Texas, who was live with us. Shout out to Kid Continental from the Boogie Down Bronx. Shout out to @Cookie from Brooklyn and Jay. Like, we definitely, like, I didn't hear it all. And it was such a cool debate. But what I want to know from you, Black, since you weren't there, do you think suspicion, can it kill a relationship?
Hell yeah, suspicion can kill a relationship.
But it's suspicion, though. You know, you understand what I'm saying? So, like, you're not 100% sure.
Yeah, yeah, just because suspicion leads to accusations, which lead to assumptions. Wait, no. It leads to assumptions, which leads to accusations, which leads to arguments, which leads to separation. There we go.
But like I said again, it's all based on you assuming. And you know what they say about assuming an assumption, you know what I'm saying? Because you're not 100% sure. So do you risk everything because you suspect your significant other or, you know, whatever that person is to you, do you risk it all by having an attitude or starting shit because you think, you suspect that they're doing X, Y, and Z?
Now, like, if you actually have that notion,
I believe it can kill a relationship because for those who are weak that don't want to sit there and take the time to actually have those feelings and then talk about it or bring it to that person's attention if they feel a certain type of way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But would you really, you know what I'm saying, sit there and think about it? Like, would you really let your suspicions, like, kill your relationship?
Well, you know what? Some people do. You know. Some of them do. And it's messed up. It's kind of fucked up because sometimes when most dudes are like, yo, you keep accusing me, you keep saying I'm doing this, and I'm going to go do it. Because also, too, when she has that suspicion and her mind is going.
That's fucking pathetic. That is so pathetic.
And her mind is going.
I think that's really pathetic.
And her mind start working, then, she'll start withholding on the ass because she thinks he's fucking somebody else, and he might not be. He might not be, but since her suspicions and her assumptions are just going, it's just pretty much taking control, because she's just letting her mind run wild. She said, oh, I'm not going to get no pussy. See, I fuck somebody else. Withhold pussy from your man for more than a month and watch what happens. Because you think he's doing something.
So do you think that all men in a relationship, if the woman holds out on the pussy for about a month, that she's going to cheat on her?
Most niggas, yeah. Like, most niggas, yeah, because they're more of the physical, they're more of the, the affection. And most men, once they're in a relationship, they're affectionate. So if they're not getting affection, they're going to go seek it elsewhere. And that's just people in general, women included. And, when you ain't getting no affection, what's going to happen? Y'all going to go elsewhere to look for it. Or y'all go elsewhere if you can't get that spark back at home. You're going to go start looking elsewhere. So it's the same shit. Think about with men, and I believe I said this on another show, they'll fucking other trick on an impulse. They'll
right.
do it to take advantage of the opportunity. So, let's do some math. If his girl is not giving him ass, not giving him affection, and he goes out, runs to a girl who's giving him affection and willing to give him ass, and not on some, I want to spend this money, like she's going to do it. Like she's just going to give it to him for right now. She's going to, help him forget about the bullshit at home just for tonight. It's the impulse. It's there. The opportunity is there. Boom. He takes it. Now, a dude who's happily fucking, who's regularly getting ass and affection and love at home, he'll be less inclined to jump on that impulse because he's like, oh, whoa. I just go home and go get some ass. I don't have to take this bitch in the bar bathroom or some motel or in the back of the car. I just go home. But a nigga who's not doing that shit and a guy who's actually doing it here and he's not feeling appreciated and all that shit and there's some chick at the bar who's giving him that play, who's giving him that attention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's going to go do it.
All right. Well, I have one more. And by the way, at her loving underscore bag, you're welcome for the shout out love anytime. And I see you at Brand New Clyde. You already know I see you. I want to get into one more because this one cracks me the fuck up. It actually does. And I actually do want to hear your honest opinion when it comes to this one. I honestly do. Before we get into, like, you know, today's Thursday, and we definitely do have the lineup for the playlist, and you know what we do on Thursdays. I don't want to take it away. But I want to know how you feel. Do you think men make better bosses, Black?
Do men make,
answer wisely. Do you feel that men make better bosses?
Honestly, it all depends on the job field. You know what I'm saying? Because, see, I've had male bosses. I've had female bosses. You know, it's just that as men, you know, men with male bosses, you know, it's not like we're best of friends, but it's that little bit of that common ground. Like, yo, we're dudes. We know the dudes dig across. You know, we're men. Like, we're women. Women are so fucking complex. So us as a guy, we're like, okay, now I got to do it. And then now, oh, God, this woman's my boss. She can have one bad day, and it's like we walk on eggshells when we have female bosses. You know, but if it's a male boss, yeah, he may be a prick or whatever, but you're like, yo, he's a guy above anything else. Like, he's a guy. We can at least relate on that. You know, but if it's a female, you're like, damn, how do I say this without her thinking it's sexual harassment, or how do I think this without it being, you know, without it being inappropriate, you know. So it's different, you know. Is one better than the other? Not necessarily, because like I said, it all depends on that actual boss, you know. Because besides the agenda, how they do the job and how they treat their subordinates, you know. Like I said, depends on the person. Because I've had a female boss. Yeah, she knew the job well, but as far as her people skills, they sucked. You know, all the employees, like, we all fucking hated her, but we all just tolerated her shit, and we kept conversations with her to a minimum because no one liked her. Because she was, you know, pretty much a bitch. Like, her, you know, her people skills were shitty, but she knew the job, which is why she had the position she had. You know, mm-hmm. Then I was with her boss, and she was, you know, she was cool. She was like that big sister or like that cool aunt type, you know. You know, when it was time for her to be serious, you know, she was like, yo, you got, here's what needs to be done, it needs to be done. But as long as all that was done and, you know, everything was running smooth, she'd be cool. Like, hey, let's get some pieces, you know, let's, you know, relax and chill, you know, whatever. But what she needed to be done, you know, she was the boss. And then she was a colleague when you needed it, you know. And even the same thing when I had male bosses. I had male bosses who were straight bitches. You know, and then I had some of the coolest male bosses ever. You know, so it all depends on the situation, it all depends on the job, it all depends on the actual person who has the position. Now, I do believe people who work their way up to the position they're at now, they make a better boss to the person who was hired into that supervisor position. Because they know what it's like to be at the preliminary position, and they work their way up, so they know how it is, and they know how to respond. They know how to support in this field. So I say, in that case, yeah, a person who came and worked their way up is a better boss than a person who was just hired into the position based on education or whatever.
Well, a couple of men, for the most part, I've had men bosses. And I don't know, a lot of them mostly are the same to me. They all have families, but then again, they all have like certain coworkers at work that they just favor more than others. And it's more than just like, fuck, I like her work ethic. Like, you know what, like, damn it, Sally's just a great fucking worker. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's one of my faves. No. It's not like that.
One thing I would hate about going into a new job
is like as soon as I walk, as soon as I get in, as soon as I get there, I know exactly who's fucking the boss. Who's the boss to jump off or some shit like I hate when I'm able to walk and I can just tell that immediately because that just shows like, yo, there's no type of actual professionalism because if I'm outside looking in and I can notice it like that, who else can? And you know, a lot of businesses and shit, they're against that inter-office dating and shit. You know, so if, and that's like just one thing I hate, especially when they let that spill into the workplace, like that relationship shit spill into the workplace. Man, listen. I could go on about that for hours, but this is we only got about an hour left for showtime.
I know. So with that being said, before we even take some calls, like let's get into one of the items that we are going to be spending for the night.
All right. Well, this is something from Fuego Bravo, something new off his Falling Off Deaf Ears mixtape, free on natpiff.com. Definitely a must download. Go get that. And this is called Stuntin' Shit, free to
body. But wait, though, everybody that's listening, make sure you listen carefully to what's his name, Fuego Bravo?
Yeah.
Make sure you listen carefully so that way you can let us know what you really think about it. Like, honestly, because I'm damn sure going to be listening very closely because, Black, you already know how I've been feeling the last couple of, you already know. So, what's the name of the song again?
This is called Stuntin' Shit.
Stuntin' Chick?
Stuntin' Shit.
Okay.
All right, and we'll be right back. It's All Bars Radio.
Yeah, Fuego on that beat. Shout out to my damn South niggas. GME, what's up? TGO, Harlem. You know I do what I do when I can do it. But only when I can do it. That's the motto. I be on my stuntin' shit. Leaky know how I do. Got one hand around the bottle, one around the model. Photo shoot fresh, looking like I hit the lotto. I be with some bad bitches, far from your average Hollywood smell. They could pass with some actresses. Beauty with the brains, yeah, they tryna get they masses. Hope that's rosé that you pouring in them glasses. Room full of women seeking my attention. Maybe it's the swag, or maybe it's just these denims, or maybe it's the pockets and what I keep up in them. But I don't trust these hoes, so I don't deal with them. Man, I bring my own divas, fixing Fuego kittens. Bitches that'll listen and know what stay positions. Yeah, they keep their mouth shut, won't be speaking on my business if they keep Poppy happy. My random three wishes.
Happy on my stash, yeah. Hey. Oh, they hella free. Happy on my stash, yeah. Hey. I'm getting hella free.
shoe fresh, looking like I hit the lotto.
Definitely back on No Bob's Radio. Like, what you think about that?
I definitely was feeling it. It had a bit of a that down south shit to it. You know, like if there was a video to the shit being made, I see expensive cars, nigga with mad chains, chicks in bikinis with bottles. You know, that's some straight up flashing, I got extra money in my paycheck type video. I dug it.
So what would you give that?
I'd give that a 7.5, 8.
All right. I feel cool. Like you said again, that is definitely, I definitely got the down south type of vibe. I definitely, you know, like I could picture a video where it was just mad fun, a whole bunch of crazy shit going on all at once. You know, I'm really big on lyrically content, so, you know, I was trying to figure out what was going on. The production on it was cool, so I would give it like a 7. So shout out to Fuego Bravo on the track. All right. Before I get into what I really want to talk about, I want to read over one of my followers' responses to what we were talking about. And shout out to at Middle Fingers Up. Says that's what they want us to think. In the end, each gender has people meant to be bosses, but since women are the strongest creatures on the planet, why wouldn't they be? Part of why I will surround myself with women at the professional level. I agree. You don't agree, Black?
Women are strong creatures. Yes, it's been proven they can push out eight pound human beings out of a hole. You know, and yes, they're strong. but yeah, it's, you know, it's pretty much the thing at the end of the day. It's whether, because to be a boss is more of it's more than just giving orders and hiring and firing. You know what I'm saying? You got to behave because you got to motivate. You know, you got to do shit that will produce productivity. One way to produce productivity, make sure, you know, the company morale is up. You know, everyone's happy. You know, and as the boss, as the leader, that's, you know, to make everyone happy when they're happy, they do their job more efficient, making you more money, making you happy. So you make them happy, in turn, they will make you happy. And that's where the male boss, female boss, whatever.
That's a fact. Okay, one more. Before I always say, I've been saying one more for like the past two sessions. All right. And this is for both ladies and females. But, of course, you know, I'm asking you, Black, as always. When you look at a woman, what is the first thing you notice?
It depends on where I am.
What the fuck
am I,
does that mean?
Like, am I in front of her? Am I behind her? Am I on the side?
Okay, well, when you're fucking in front of her, Black, like, let's be, you know, when you're in front of
her, the first thing I look at is her face. Only reason I look at her face, and I don't know superficial shit to see if she's pretty. Well, yeah, I'll see if she's pretty, but not superficial. Like, if she's not pretty, I'm not going to put. I'm looking to see if.
No, but just tell me the first thing you look at. Like, it's the first thing.
That's the first thing I see is her face.
Okay.
You know, that's the first thing I see, and what I look for is make sure, like, she ain't got 50 pounds of makeup on. Her eyebrows are her eyebrows. They're not done by Sharpie. They're not ridiculously.
What the fuck is wrong with a little colored in eyebrows? What's wrong with that?
What the fuck? No, these are regular fucking eyebrows. Like, I understand if she'll go and she'll get her shit tweezed or the shit that the Indians do with the fucking thread.
Red.
Yeah, that, fine. Cool, but as long as it's like it's your eyebrow, it grew out of your face and you doing that, you know what I'm saying? Cool, because me personally, if her eyebrows are shaved off and drawn back on, that really scares shit out of me because that means
I feel like you're wilding right now because maybe I understand what you're saying because I've seen some females with eyebrows that have been like, wow, like look like the fucking McDonald's Golden Arches, look like the two checks. Like, I've seen that. But then I've also, you know what I'm saying, where it's shaded in and you know what, it looks nice to the point where almost you probably wouldn't notice, you know what I'm saying, too much that those were like, that she even penciled in her eyebrows. So when you say, oh, no, just the real, okay, like, so fuck the bitches that know how to put it together and don't
look. If I can tell, if me as a guy, if I can tell, then you did a bad job. If you penciled your shit in, right, and you're supposedly nicely putting your shit together, and yet I can notice it, you did a bad fucking job. If you can't tell me you the shit are doing hair and your hair's always official, and as soon as I see you, I see the track on the side of your head, that's a bad fucking job. If me as a regular dude, regular head of dude, can tell when you did additives and modifications and shit, you did a bad job. Point blank, you did a bad fucking job.
So, the first thing that I notice on a guy when I see him, what I notice is his smile. Like, it's something about the smile. I don't know, like, your smile has to be it for me. Your teeth have to be in good condition. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the first thing I notice before anything else, before maybe your eyes. That's the first thing I notice is the mouth area, like the whole smile. I'm looking for that. That's the first thing I notice on a guy.
So what if he's not smiling? Like, say you at the club or whatever, and he's just chilling on the other side, you know, whatever, in his suit, sipping his fucking drink. And he's not smiling, but he's just, you know, chilling, got a regular face. And I'm not sure what you look for, but, you know, he may be that dude, and you want to go, and, you know, he got a nice suit on, shoes, but he's not smiling. So since you can't see his smile, would you pass him over, or would you go and try to make him smile so you can check his
shit out? No, that's exactly what I would do, because automatically, okay, I'm attracted, so I want to see his smile. So, yeah, I would probably be the one to go over to him to make him smile. Or whatever, because I want to see it. And now if when I do see a smile and it's not appealing to me, then that just throws everything else out the window. I can get past that he has on a fucking nice suit and nice shoes and everything else.
I was, you know, just asking. So, all right, so what else would you notice? You know, because, you know, fellas, we go through a lot. Even though we know y'all women, y'all go through hell and back to make ourselves look good. Even as men, we like, yo, why the fuck they do all that? But, yo, we do a lot, you know, we do a lot of hard work, too.
you know, like, because we got to go to the barbershop, we make sure our hairline is nice and straight. And
yeah, I would pay attention to stuff like that.
And those
colors like,
with the beard, you know, so we have to make sure it's nice and
like,
lined up. You know, we go through a lot of shit, you know, and hey, a nigga, you know, he might have, you know, something wrong with Steven, not like his ref single, he missing like his whole top row, you know, but he might have a chipped one, or he might have needed braces back in the day and didn't get them. But other than that, he clean looking, so would you overlook him like that?
Wait, you said if he didn't have what, if he overlooked what back in the day?
I'm saying, like, you know, maybe, like, he should have got braces back in the day and he didn't. But other than that, he looking clean. Like, he looking official. You going to look him
okay,
over?
Yes. I'm gonna pass up on that. Why? Because, like I said again, that's something that's important to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have a choice to be, have a preference. And I choose to talk and date somebody that has nice teeth and a nice smile. Why? Because I have to look at that for however long I choose to be involved with that person.
And if you don't
have that, that's going to alter how long. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at you.
Alright, look like we got a caller in the place to be. Your last four digits are 4846. 4846. You're live on air.
It's 4846. It's Mikey Boy 314 out of St. Louis.
Hey,
what's going on, everybody?
How you doing?
Doing good. Sorry I'm a little late.
It's cool. I know we in different time zones. It's cool.
What's the word? What's going on?
Well,
just a long day, man. Just a long day.
Well, I'm happy to have you with us after your long-ass day. But I was just asking Black what, and now I'm going to ask you, like, what is the first thing, when you look at a woman, what is the first thing you notice?
The first thing I notice, it depends on, like, is it summer or is it winter? Like, what's going on? Like, just like, when I look at it, like, what am I looking at?
Like, when you
first. The first thing I think is her do, her hair. Her hair.
Her hair?
Like. Yes, and, like, no homo. I'm a guy that knows a lot about weave. I bought a lot of it. So if she got some cheap hair or, like, it ain't working up there, man, nah. Because if she was bold enough to step out of the
Wait
house
a minute.
Like that,
Yeah.
Or lace fronts. I don't do lace front. My mom always told me, man, no. You can't trust a girl with a lace front. I'm telling you.
No, which, y'all, first of all, let me just say something. Y'all are funny as fuck. That's what I'm going to say. Y'all are funny as fuck. But then secondly, right, because everybody, Black, you can tell him how I am about my hair. You know, yes, I have very nice hair, naturally. But I choose to, you know, wear weaves. But I'm very, 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 very picky when it comes to my weaves, like. For those who know me, know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I want to know, so if you see a female with kind of like, you know, she may have the pack here that's kind of range of like $60 to $80, which is still cheap, but it's not as cheap as we all know that there's like $10 pack here out there. Like, are you not going to like talk to her because you can tell that right off bat? Does that, you know, like, are you going to pass up on her as an individual because she looks like her hair is too cheap?
Yeah, that's a downer. Like, that's a downer. That's a downer. You got to take pride in yourself. You got to make yourself look good, man. If you're going to buy this cheap shit for you, you're not going to buy no cheap shit for me. Huh?
What if that's all she can afford?
What if that's all she can afford? You got to make it look good.
What if the nigga can't afford dental insurance, but you gonna look him over as an individual because, you know, his four teeth are right behind each other? I'm saying.
See, like, that's a physical appearance, though.
You know what? Yes, I'm not going to talk to him because he, exactly, if you don't have fucking dental insurance, goddamn. And then, like I told you again, no, I'm not going to talk to him because that's something, like I said again, that's going to alter how long I fucking talk to you for. That's something that I
So we got to look at that heifer's busted ass $4.99 fucking weave. and then you want us to see how she is as a person with a busted weave, but you got a nigga who got a snag or two, and you won't give him 30 seconds.
I mean, you wouldn't give a girl with a snag or two 30 seconds, neither though.
Yes, I would. I'll give a chick with you.
You know why? You know why I think you would? Because you probably think that you would get the best head ever. That's why.
God,
you would give a chick with a snag or two a chance.
If her teeth fucked up, the last thing I'm worried about is head. Especially if she got a chipped tooth. Oh, no.
No, because she knows if her shit is fucked up like that, she has to invent a new way to do it so she can get by. So, therefore, she's going to come with some revolutionary shit.
So, basically, she reinvented sex with the damn
teeth. You know, exactly. Tell Nika, like, yo, that nigga, he may have the yuck mouth, but he'll probably, like, lick your ovary something serious.
Ew.
Oh, man.
No, he's not. He's not going to lick my...
Nah.
Oh, my God, he's really not.
You know how deep that nigga got to go? But, nah, man.
No.
A girl with rotten teeth, chipped up buckshot teeth, that is going to turn me off all the time. I wouldn't want no head from her, let alone the conversation, because I got to look at her teeth the whole time.
I tell you, niggas are superficial, I tell you.
No, we're not. It's not that superficial, it's just reality. Like, it is what it is, because, like, that's the first thing I notice. Like, I notice a smile because I'm weak for that. Like, I like a nice smile. Like, I can look at a guy with a nice smile all day. Like, I like that. You know what I'm saying? That's what turns me on. That's what turns on for me. So, if you don't have great teeth, then it's just not happening. It's just, there's somebody for everybody. And just like how, I feel like it's a little bit worse when you say, oh, I'm not going to talk to a chick because her hair is cheap. But, like, she could be like this,
You
won't
talk to a nigga and pay less shoes?
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
That has nothing to do with his smile. And
it depends on how you.
What's
one physical appearance that you can't live without, gay?
What's up?
What's one physical appearance that you, like, hands down won't mess with a chick if she got, like, what defect do you have? What defect does she got to have for you not to mess with her?
A big head.
That's not, he just thought about that. Black is so fucking whack. Black.
What?
Yo.
Black. Nah. True shit. If she had one physical flaw that I couldn't deal with, a mole on the face. I couldn't deal with a mole on her face.
Fuck that.
Especially the ones. Especially the ones with, like, and they got like two or three whiskers growing out that shit.
Nah, that's nasty.
Yeah, I could, because I was thinking, y'all niggas seen that Austin Powers where the nigga had the big mole on his fucking face.
I can't down to get with a mole. I got a mole on my face, so I can't down to get with a mole.
But you got that hairy free whisker shit, though?
Nah, I ain't got that. I ain't got that shit.
Like, if you got that little, that little beauty mark shit, like, that's nothing. Or wide portal mark, that's nothing. But I mean, like, if you got that evil witch looking shit.
A 3D dimension?
Huh?
Okay. Like a 3D dimensional, like a mole.
If you got that wicked witch looking shit on your face, because that's all I would look at. Like, if it's on your face, I won't look you in your eye. Nothing. Don't even ask you what your eye color is, because I can tell you how many whiskers you got going out your fucking mole, but I can't tell you your eye color.
Let me ask you a question, St. Louis. What will be yours? What's yours? What's your defect? Like,
defects. A girl, she can't have jacked up feet.
She can't have jacked up feet.
She can't have high number shoes. Because like I'm the type of guy, like, you know, you get off a long day of work, you know, you come home, I rub your feet or whatever, I ain't sucking no motherfucking toes. But I rub your feet, you know, or whatever. But your feet can't be jacked. If you can't be out with me wearing sandals and your toenails look like rocks, can't do it. I can't condone it.
I feel you.
See, I don't even like feet, so don't expect me to rub a motherfucking feet. I don't like feet at all. You better put some motherfucking socks on.
The more you rubbing feet, get the pussy wet, bro. I'm telling you. I wouldn't
There's
like
other
to
places you can rub to get the pussy wet. For instance,
bro,
Okay, being that y'all talking about that, how many different types of orgasms do you think that there is? Like, how many different types of orgasms, like, do you think that they're out there?
I would say there's at least four.
Okay, you say four?
At least.
I would say three. Anally, vaginally, and shit, oral sex. Like, I know motherfuckers that didn't got off just by getting oral sex. Shit.
All right, well, there's actually more than you guys think. There's more than that. It's actually about a good 13, but I have 11 here.
Enlightenment, oh, wise one.
Enlightenment. I'm gonna go over two, and then I definitely have to get into another track. But the first one, of course, would be the clitoral orgasm, and I'm pretty sure you guys all know what I'm talking about, and that can be achieved by either oral or fingers stimulation. So it could be with the tongue, it could be giving head, or it could be by you just simply rubbing gently on the clit and, you know, doing all types of different things. So I won't really get into that one too much. And then the second one is the G-spot orgasm. And I know a lot of people, a lot of niggas, like, they think that they know where that is. And, like, you have no idea. You have no idea. And those orgasms are, like, the best. The best.
Yeah.
The fucking best.
And it's not that most niggas don't know where it is. It's just that physically most niggas can't reach where it is.
Most niggas height challenge.
You know what I'm saying? They may not, like, they may know full aware where that spot is, but, you know, due to the equipment that they have.
But you know what, though? Like, I don't want to hear that but you want to know something? Like, it's located, like, 2 to 3 inches within the vagina. Like, so it's not far. So I don't see how you not reach it.
Some girls you just gotta put on their back and shit, just put their motherfucking ankles over their head.
Yeah, you gotta put their ankles over their head, make sure their back is arched.
It's all about the position.
Position can, because, like, when you are trying to reach it, like, when you do reach that, like, I call that, like, the leg shaker position, when your leg is shaking. Like, so you definitely have to be in a crazy position. But, how it's reached is that there are different ways of stimulating the G-spot. You have, like, a certain type, it's like a rhythm, like, you know, like a rhythm pushing or circular friction movement against the clitoris. Like, one position that is good for reaching the sexual peak is basically, like, you know, the whole, how y'all would say, I guess, missionary. Because then, I guess, then that's when they feel like that's when a female's best at her squirting peak. But I need to get more into even that, too. But, and then I still have way more orgasms to get to. But, Black, whenever you're ready. And everyone keep Mr. Saint Louis on the line, because I have him definitely rocking out with me on Tuesday. And
our next track comes from the homie Pro Dillinger, repping Haverstraw, Rockland County 845. This track is called Tattoos on My Body from his Raging Bull mixtape, also available on datpiff.com. So
So definitely check it out. Tattoos on My Body featuring Riverside KO on All Bars Radio. Nikki, send a tweet. I'll let them know we're blasting that shit, and we'll be right back.
Wait, I'm on my Twitter right now, but you know what's so funny, though? I'm over here into my Twitter so heavy because everybody's just blowing me up. Who are we about to play again?
We're about to play Pro Dillinger.
All right, and what's the name of the track?
Tattoos on My Body.
Tattoos on My Body. And guess what? I'm proud to say I'm a part of Team No Tat. I have no tattoos.
What? Nah.
All right. Go ahead.
Niggas is sudden, they know the homie gritty. I'm at the top of my game, I'm putting on for my city. Nigga, I could be the greatest.
Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart. Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart.
Niggas is sudden, they know the homie gritty. I'm at the top of my game, I'm putting on for my city. Nigga, I could be the greatest.
Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart. Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart.
Sometimes I don't wanna live, but fuck it, I keep going. You niggas just think you weak, depending on what you show them. So I bang the heat. This is a payback, man, I owe them, homie. I be in the streets, you can't fake that. Not joking, ask the niggas to thuggin'. They know the homie gritty. I'm at the top of my game, I'm putting on for my city, putting on for my gang. You know the scummies is with me, yo. My niggas love to bang. G-Unit without the 50, baby, I'm from the straw. Them streets are super tricky, thinking blind my dad, homie. Smoking sour till I'm trippy, high as hell and paranoid. Think they coming to hit me, sorry, mama, but I'm thuggin'. The Lord is coming to get me, and he filling my cup. I'm drinking till I'm dizzy, shorty chop a nigga working weird up on the skizzy, and he filling my cup. I'm drinking till I'm dizzy, shorty chop a nigga working weird up on the skizzy. Ask the niggas to thug it, they know the homie gritty. I'm at the top of my game, I'm putting up for my city, nigga. I can be the greatest.
Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart. Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart.
They know the homie gritty. I'm at the top of my game. I'm putting up for my city, nigga. I'm crazy.
My body, body, ain't on my heart.
What
up? My body, body.
Homie, my chest is filled with pain. Death is knocking at my door. Half of my niggas locked up, they ain't coming home no more. Trials and tribulations, got a nigga getting stronger. My pistol on my right side, my days will be longer. I'm fighting all these demons, my evil got me eating. I'm looking for my real niggas, but half of them ain't breathing. I swear to God, I'm thugging. I did a deal with Gritty. We live the same shit, so I feel them niggas with me. Coming from Riverside with a whole bunch of gunners. Black to the 845 with a whole bunch of wonders. I'm going through some shit. My baby mama tripping 3,000 miles away, and my son I'm really missing. I'm putting up positions, and I ain't really sane. I watch out for these fake niggas, I'm learning it's a game. I'm pushed up and I'm gone, I'm riding for my side. I'm busting at these pussy niggas that try to harm my life. Homie, I'm bullet
tatted. They know the homie gritty. I'm at the top of my game, I'm putting up for my city, nigga. I could be the greatest.
Tattoos my body, body, ain't on my heart. Tattoos my body, body, ain't on my heart.
They know the homie gritty. I'm at the top of my game, I'm putting up for my city, nigga. I could be the greatest.
Tattoos on my body, body, ain't on my heart. Yeah. Tattoos on my body, body, ain't on my heart. Yeah.
Tattoos on my body, pain all in my heart. Bad news keep coming in, it hit me like a dart. Batman was my homie, Nae was my nigga. Bloody knuckles was my ace boom, so I pour a little liquor. Chest out and I pop, I give respect all of that block. Keep that S on my vest for that tech or that Glock. Keep that work on my plate, it's them stones that I chop. I be everywhere, nigga, you see me a lot. Rest in peace to Jay Black, is there heaven for rappers? Dirtbags in my circle, I'm friends with them trappers. Man, Harrison gone, but his spirit is living. Got niggas that's home and got niggas in prison. Fuck rap, I'm gone off that Hennessy and them E-pills. I hit the street with a big knife, I'm looking for them cheap thrills. Fuck rap, I'm gone off that Hennessy and them E-pills. I hit the street with a big knife, I'm looking for them cheap thrills. They know the homie gritty, I'm at the top of my game. I'm putting up for my city, nigga, I could be the greatest.
Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart. Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart.
Nigga, they know the homie gritty, I'm at the top of my game. I'm putting up for my city, nigga, I could be the greatest.
Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart. Tattoos on my body, body, ain't all in my heart.
Hey, Black, so what do you think about, what is the name, at Prolinger?
Wow. Prolinger.
Oh, sorry.
Prolinger tattoos on my body. I give that an 8.
And why do you give it an 8?
I was digging it. Like, the beat was hot, and, you know, Prolinger, he's definitely, he's stepping into a kind of a different type of territory on this new mixtape, and this track here definitely shows that. Like, he's definitely elevated his game, experimenting with his whole style and flow. And a show like that, like a little party joint, kind of, you know, it's one of those, you know, show off your tattoos, you know, show your art. Like I said, I dig it. The person who has tattoos, that's the song I fucks with.
I definitely do give it an eight too. I was feeling the beat. I feel where he was coming from. I'm really big on being lyrically content, and I definitely felt like he brought that in the song. So I was rocking with it. St. Louis is still here with us, right, Black?
St. Louis is still in the building.
All right. So what do you think? So what do you give that?
The beat was cold. I'm not allowed to beat. The beat was nice. So the 6, like, I give it a 6, and that's being generous. Like, dude, delivery was, I ain't gonna say it's trash, but it was kind of weak. But the beat was sick, though. I gotta give it to him. The beat was sick.
I like the beat.
I wouldn't mind bouncing to that, but I couldn't ride around listening to that. I listen to it in the club, but it wouldn't be over, coming over my Twitch. Couldn't do it.
I definitely do agree with you. That's what's up. Shout out to you for giving an honest opinion. And definitely shout out to @Taze_Cam, who says, y'all need to basically tune in and listen to the show. And shout out to him. And like I was saying, we were talking about the 11 G spots that I have for y'all. And I went into squirting. And that orgasm, I'm not going to lie to y'all, I just recently reached. And I like it.
A chick that don't like squirting? Wow.
Do you want to know what it is? Because you know what's so funny? Because I could have reached this feeling such a long time ago. But, all right, basically, for those who don't know, because it's probably some people like, what the fuck? Like, because a lot of people really think, like, oh, it's pee or it's this, that, and the third, and... But whatever you know is what you know. But I'm here to tell you, like, this is what it is. It's really profound, and this technique really deserves like a book of its own, on its own. But it's generally achieved by stimulating the G-spot, which considers an erotic zone located eternally at the front of the vagina. This area is intimately connected with the urethra. Indeed, pressure on the G-spot area, which invariably produces a desire for you to pee. Like, and I felt that, like, I used to say that in the middle of sex with my man. I used to be like, oh, my God, like, I have to pee. He used to be like, what? Really? No, like, and I used to be like, yeah, I think I really have to pee. And, like, all along, like, one day, like, I used to get up, and when I would get up and I would go pee, like, nothing would come out. Like, I wouldn't have to pee. And I would be so tight that I stopped in the middle of sex to get up to go pee, and nothing came out.
You know what I mean?
But
you'd have to pee in the bed. I'm sorry.
Well, because you know what it was? I really didn't want to, like, you know what it was? I didn't want to get too into it and fucking pee on him. Like, I didn't want to. That's my whole thing. Like, if I feel like I really had to pee, I really didn't want to pee on him. So I was like, let me be, you know, let me just get up and go pee real quick, whatever, come back, boom. But all along, like, I really didn't have to pee. It was just that I was building up the momentum to squirt. And this is very important because in order for a woman has to be extremely comfortable with herself or her partner for this even to be achieved. So you have to really be in tune with your partner. And I think that's what it was. Like, I'm in tune with my man and when we have sex. So, like, I guess that's why, like, all along, like, I've been getting this built-up pressure. Like, I had to pee during sex, and it was that. And when I did for the first time, it was amazing. I had to ask him, like, did you feel that? And he was like, yes. So it was cool. And you know, for single women, like, if you don't have a partner or you want to experience this kind of orgasm, like, you can. And it's like, and you could do it either with your fingers or with the vibrator or a toy. It could be done. Another spot is called the deep spot orgasm. And this kind of orgasm is achieved by stimulating the area located all the way back in the deepest part of the back wall of the vagina, just before the cervix. Direct stimulation of the deep spot can cause very intense orgasm. Some women may feel as if they're having anal sex. This particular area is not widely known, so very few women have ever experienced these sensations. Have you ever been fucking a girl and she's in her vagina and you felt like she was fucking you? You was fucking her ass, but.
I ain't ever fucked a chick in the ass, so I can't say I know the feeling, but when I'm in pussy, it sounds like you staring macaroni and cheese.
Hold on, wait.
You know, you're in the pussy, make that sound like you staring
in the ass.
You know, when you in it, it makes that, you know, make that noise.
Yeah, but
yeah,
you feel like you're not answering my question, though. Like, have you ever, like, just it's a yes or a no. Have you ever been fucking a girl and she said, and you know, you was fucking her vaginally, but she said to you, like, oh, my God, like, it felt like you was fucking me in my ass.
Nah.
Nah.
St. Louis.
Playing.
Has that ever happened to you?
I mean, I've heard it before, yeah. I've heard that a lot before. But it usually be. Man, I heard it with a big girl before. I ain't gonna stunt. I thought they could take it.
You was hitting
shit.
Her deep spot. That's it. She was having a deep spot orgasm.
Well, yeah. Pretty much.
And this says that this orgasm can be given with the hand using like the come here motions, using both long and short strokes. You could even use two fingers if you like. The next orgasm that's out is called the U-spot orgasm. This kind of female orgasm comes from the stimulation of a small area of sensitive erectile tissue located just above or on either side of the urethra opening in the small area between the vagina. If this region is gently caressed with the fingers, the tongue, or the tip of the penis, there is a powerful erotic response. You'll stimulate this area the same way you treat the clitoris. So it's that opening right by the entrance, like right before you get to the clitoris, and I guess it's all on, you know, how you caress it. And it says almost every woman can achieve this orgasm above, but there are more than less common that women sexually, you know what I'm saying, would rather have a guy stimulate that. And this is one that I'm just getting familiar, well, not getting familiar with, but being that I'm more sexually in tune with myself and my partner, the breast orgasm. This kind of female orgasm occurs during a peak of the stimulation of the breast. The nipples connect to the nerve in the female genitals, and many women feel a direct connection with their clitoris when their nipples are stimulated. Many women feel sexual excitement when their nipples are stimulated, but not all of them can experience the breast orgasm. This depends on very much on how sensitive the nipples are. And I haven't fully orgasmed yet off of it, but every time I experience the whole mouth to nipple it gets me going. And I'm pretty sure the longer, if I allow my man to do it for as long as he want to do it, I will have a big orgasm. So I like that one. St. Louis, yeah. Have you ever, are you somebody, you know, have you ever had it, you know, because some girls, like, I've had my friends, and they told me, like, that does nothing for me. Like, I hate when a guy, like, even wastes time on sucking on my breast. Like, that shit does nothing for me. And I want to know, have you ever came into contact with a female that's ever told you, like, that's never done anything for her?
Yeah, I met a girl who was like, you know, sucking on my nipples don't do shit for me, you know. But then I met a girl who, shit, we started getting, you know, she started getting hot and she wouldn't let me take my mouth off her nipple. Like, she would suck it, you know, just holding my head down and shit. I mean,
she wanted to get the top on that shit.
I do that. I mistakenly poke my man in his nose because I be just trying to, like, I'm holding his head down, yeah, because I'm trying, like, or because I can feel it. Because I get that connection, like, I'll get that whole connection with the whole clitorial aspect of the sensitivity with the nipples, and it happens, and, like, it feels amazing. And I never thought that, you know, that could happen.
But is it the same thing when you, like, getting, like, when a girl getting fucked and you, then you sucking her titties while you fucking her? Like, is it that much better, or is it just sucking the nipples?
I think, like, if you're doing that, if you're fucking her and you're doing it at the same time, it just makes it more orgasmic. Like, I just think that it brings more, I don't know, because, like, he could do that without having sex, like, without him fucking me. We could just be laying down watching TV. And my man, he's a toucher. He likes to, if I'm laying next to him, he likes to touch. He likes to caress. He likes to play with things. And, you know, like, I'm used to it by now, so I let him do it. So it could be in the middle of a show, and he'll just want to start, like, fucking on my city. Okay. And I would literally feel like I'm about to have that's what will want to make me fuck him, because I feel like I'm about to come and now I want to have sex. I'm ready, I'm open, and I want to do this.
So we need, you know what, we need more women like that out here. I guarantee we need more of them out here like you. For real.
Then we have the oral orgasm, which I'm pretty sure a lot of us are familiar with. This orgasm can be experienced by women who are very sensitive, you know, sensitive orally. The mouth plays a big role in the sexual nervous system. The mouth orgasm can take place during any sensual oral activity such as kissing, licking, sucking, or performing oral sex. Many women and men describe this excitement as beginning in their lips and then spreading from the mouth to the genitals and all over the body. Yes, you can achieve orgasm while giving head, every man's dream. But it can also, you know, like, I've had, you've never heard of, like, somebody said, oh, my God, like, I've had a kissgasm. Like, he kissed me, and, like, I just, like, you know, came or I nutted on myself. Because, I mean, it's funny because, you know, I can even, there's some women that can give their man oral sex, and as he's having an orgasm, they, you know, they can have an orgasm as well. Just off giving him an orgasm. So I'm not even going to ask y'all about the whole, y'all already, I know that y'all experienced the whole oral orgasm. Then there's called the skin orgasm. This orgasm can be brought about by massaging certain areas of a female or a male body
Is that clothes burning?
Is there a what?
No, that sounds like clothes burning.
It's not. The orgasm can be brought. No, it's not. It can be brought by massaging certain areas of the female body that are directly connected to the sexual nervous system. Examples include orgasm experienced by many women during sensual massages. Like, you know, like you can be naked and use oil and have somebody sit there and rub that shit all over you in a circular motion, in a very fast motion. And it just, and if you close your eyes and you really think about it, and if you connect yourself, like, you can really, like, you know,
damn,
things start flowing. I mean, I think this one applies more to women. I don't think there's been a man who's ever, but I don't know. Have you ever had a massage before?
I'm sure I've had a massage, but not one to make me come. I swear to God, if I ever meet a girl who can massage me and make me come, I'm marrying her. What's it? I'm marrying her. Baby, you ain't even got to let me stick it in. Just rub my back. What's it? She gets the ring.
I'm pretty sure you have massages before, because you talk about that you like massages. But have you ever had that massage that, like, really got you stimuli, like, really open?
Yeah, man. Yeah, my bad. So this, I was taking notes, but I've had one of those massages. It seemed like I would be doing a misservice if I didn't fuck after the, like, that was like, it felt like the most excellent round of foreplay ever. Like, it's one of those, sex had to follow.
That's funny, though. Same with was funny. He said, if she can make him come with it by rubbing on his neck, she gets so ring. That is too funny. But, guys, I definitely have two more songs that I want to get into, and we definitely, time is approaching. So, Black, you already know. Whenever you're ready, just let me know who we're about to play, and I will definitely show love.
All right. I'm going to be paying real close attention to this one, because this is from the hometown. This is Young Brooklyn _AMGG. This is his joint called Reservations. We about to get into it. 347-857-4302. Nikki Bars, Brooklyn Black, and we got a homie from St. Louis in the building. And it's All Bars Radio. We'll be right back.
My lady bad, she gorgeous. I show it to the world. Let them see you, baby. My shorty bad, she deserves an applause. Never pressure, she be hurting these bras. Step it up, y'all ain't working too hard. Maybe keep the bills paid on time, working two jobs. She don't really have enough time to settle down. Clean up nice, she don't like to mess around.
Word.
Independent, self-centered, well-organized. Got no time for bullshit, prioritize. Some days work, haven't felt the stress. Last couple of days just haven't been the best. Booking us flights to get away and ease her mind from all of the frustration. Really need some time. Mainly for some us time. One-on-one, say no more, I'll be dead, what's done is done. Reservations for two, never mind the price. Check out whenever, girl, anytime you like.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you call it. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
What we do?
Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Yeah. She upstairs waiting, wanting me to come inside. Touch her gently, give her neck kisses from behind. That grown man shit, ain't no hugging from the side.
Yeah.
My hands all up in her pants, rubbing on her thighs. Slow kissing, tongue fucking, hands on her ass. Her body feeling weak, got her hands on my ab. Before we get into it, go ahead, take a shower. Come on, soaking wet, let the bed be the towel.
You ready?
You don't know what you got going for you after you get out the shower. Body rubber, warm oil,
nice.
Fucking on fine linen, I'ma beat it all night. Your pineapple sweet, I'ma eat it all night. Got you on top with your hands round my neck. Neighbors making complaints about the damn sound effects. You like, damn, baby, you wore it out for me.
Yeah. saying lay low, there's a warrant out for me.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you're calling. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you're mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Black, what you think about that? Because you said that you have to pay real close attention, so I want to know what you got from that.
I can't really say shit about the beat because that's that what's that Dice Pineapple shit.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as what he was saying, yeah, that was he was pretty, you know, yeah, he was cool. I would give that a like, I would give it a 6, and he probably would have got more had it been an original beat.
All right, St. Louis, what would you give that?
Man, I gotta say a 5. Was that song mastered?
Vocals sound
like way louder than the beat. And like, dude takes the cake for wackest line of the year. Pineapple booty, I'ma eat it all night. Come on, man.
I really didn't like it. And I'm going to say,
I'll give him a 6. And he probably would have gotten more. He would have gotten more had it been on the original beat. I think had that song been on the original beat, it would have been hotter. And we just would have been getting on that fucking one line there.
But pineapple booty, though, I'm going to eat it all night.
Because last check, pineapples, they were, like, prickly, and they had spikes on them and shit.
Right, so what you, real gangsters eat prickly asses? I mean, what's going on? What point are you trying to get across here?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Shit. That is too funny. Wow. I give it a fucking 3. That was straight trash. I hate that song. I hated it. I fucking hated it. That shit is garbage. I want that shit off the whole system. Like, I think to put it on Guy Pineapple, that's my shit. I was getting ready to start getting in the mood, in the zone. And when I heard that, I was upset. And honestly, because I have to rate it from a 1, on a scale from 1 to 10, those are the rules, I'm going to give it a 3, a 2. Because once you started saying certain things, like, my shorty's so bad, like, oh, my God, like, can you do something different with the song? Like, he lost me. And that shit was whack. And don't ever send me no shit like that again.
Oh, God, yo. You need to tweet him and say that shit.
What is his Twitter name? Let me give him some words of encouragement.
You know I am.
Give some words of encouragement.
Yeah, like, kill yourself. That shit was trash, man.
Keep calm. No, motherfucker. You need to be worried because that shit right there, ain't nobody got time for that. That is...
Keep calm, your album's trash.
No! All right, you know what? I can't even wait some more of my minutes, B, going in on him. And you know what? It's unfair, but I know we have one more song. I know we have one more song left. And what we're going to do with that, Black, is we're going to play that on the ending of the show, just so You know, however anybody felt about it, they can let me know. They can tweet me and let me know how they felt about it, and you can tell me your thoughts, you know, tomorrow, or you can tell me.
I'm not playing that again.
Not that. Don't we have one more song?
We have four artists. We played all four.
I'm lying.
We have one more. We do have one more.
That's what I thought, because I'm looking at the playlist right here. Like, did you? Okay, so what we're going to do with that, we're going to play that, like, that's going to be the closing out song of the show. And that's for everybody to just tweet me and let me know how they feel about it, and I'll get your opinion later on. But the last orgasm before I close out the show is called The Mind, The Mental Orgasm. And it was so funny to me. This kind of orgasm can happen during visual stimulation and, like, you know, in sound. Examples: movies, videos, or sexual behavior exhibited in front of others. Women become so turned on that they can actually experience an orgasm from the excitement alone. How you can do this is you can, you know, lay down, turn on porn, or keep the room quiet, close your eyes and focus on the sounds, envision what you think is happening, and pretend it is happening to you. Imagine the scenarios that you want. Let your mind completely take over. Flex your Kegel muscles. This takes time and full concentration. And for guys, you know, I guess what that will mean, flex our Kegel muscles, but you can just stroke your dick. And I'm pretty sure I've had a mental orgasm. Black, I know you have. I know you have, St. Louis. So
that's the loneliest orgasm, man.
But it gets done. Lonely. It gets done, though. It's lonely, but guess what, though? You're feeling okay. You really, but that's just masturbation. That's masturbation.
Basically, yeah.
It is. So, you know, and I'm pretty sure I can't sit there and masturbate to nothing. Like, I either got to be thinking about something, or I either got to hear, I got to watch. Something has to give in order for me, yes, to put myself in, like, that place or that scenario, or make it actually feel like it's really being done to me. So Well, thank you again for rocking out with us. I know, Black, I didn't see the chat room. I didn't see all types of shit. And we definitely then held him on the line. But he's definitely cool. And he was rocking out with us on Tuesday. So shout out to you, St. Louis. And I know your time zone is totally different from mine. But yes, over here, it's 10 o'clock. Right, Black?
It's just about.
Yes. So with that being said, like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you got going on, what you're doing. As long as it's, you know, whatever you're doing is benefiting you and yours, and it's, you know, not harming anybody, do you. And enjoy your weekend. Be safe. I know in New York, I don't know, are we supposed to get snow black? Because I believe
snow is starting to come down.
Yeah, so be safe. Make sure you have the proper necessities to, you know, survive in the snow. And good night.
All right. And, of course, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool, ladies. Don't fall for the scam. Protect your clan. Rob alive. Don't drink and drive. Be safe. I'll catch y'all tomorrow night on pregame radio, of course, Saturday night. And, we got this last joint, so definitely hit up Nikki Barnes on the Twitter. Let her know what you thought about it. This is the TUM Hester called Do That Death out of Mississippi. All right, and we'll be right back.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah, I do that too. Yeah, I do that too.
Okay, okay.
Do that
okay,
too.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah, I do that
too. Okay.
I'm
ball, I ball, and stunt. These niggas out here, man, I treat them as lunch. Fake ass niggas wanna ride with the team, better get your bucks up for your ass get much. The stuff I do, nigga, ain't no hunch. If you about business, I need it up front. No half now, then pay me later. Then right there, we'll get a nigga punch. watch me flounce on the scene. From head to toe, see me, I'm starts up and clean. Got niggas eating from the dough, they already know that it's heat. If you ain't about some money, homie, how you ballin' with me? Now let it turn.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Bow.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Win.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Lose a trout.
I don't do that stuff.
Sick.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Flout.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Every day I hustle like a bow.
Cause I do that stuff.
Stunt.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Bow.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Win.
Yeah, I do that
lose
stuff.
Lose a trout.
First of all, hey, the block is on with a 50 pack of loud. Oh, that shit ain't 50 bones. Thinking to myself, how the fuck could I go wrong? Cause I ain't worried about shit. You can tell by my tone. If you tell my disrespect, then that ain't how it go. But if you niggas wanna dance, let your bodies hit the flow. Iced out diamond shining watch, believe I ain't even woke. So my necklace, but it's cool. Somehow I still glow with that thunder in my trunk. Yeah, ho, Kevin Durant. I've been ballin' since my birth. So you pussies got me bent. Sun up to sun down. I've been ballin' ever since. And when 2012 come, we gon' do this shit again. Yeah, yeah, I do that stuff.
Bow.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Win.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Lose a drought.
I don't do that stuff.
Slick.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Flout.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Every day I hustle like a bow.
Cause I do that stuff.
Stunt.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Bow.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Win.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Lose a drought.
I don't do that stuff.
Slick.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Flout.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Every day I hustle like a bow.
Cause I do that stuff.
Yeah, I do that there.
What?
They say what you do.
What?
Stunt, floss, flex, whoa.
Yeah.
Now who is you?
Okay.
Big runs rolling, boy.
Rolling, boy.
Big girls walking, boy.
Walking, boy.
Serious bank up in my tongue. Them 15s knocking, boy.
Bang.
Cell phone ringing. Man, we always winning. They say you must be happy.
Why?
Cause I'm always grinning.
Yeah.
Bitch, I'm laughing at you. Oh, broke ass nigga.
Broke ass nigga.
Yeah. Oh, joke ass nigga.
Always winning. Like the game ain't fair. If it's a bad bitch, then I do that there. Think you be unsafe, then get put to the left. You think you run the world, then just think to yourself. See, we hustle all day, we can prove that there. Not only do we serve the cush, we put it in the air. I know you smell dead, but I ain't do that there. And if you do that there, bullets gon' go through your hair.
Yeah, I do that there.
Bow.
Yeah, I do that there. Yeah, I do that stuff.
Lose a drought.
I don't do that stuff.
Slick.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Flout.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Every day I hustle like a bow.
Cause I do that stuff.
Stunt.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Bow.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Win.
Yeah, I do that
stuff. Lose a drought.
I don't do that stuff.
Slick.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Flout.
Yeah, I do that stuff.
Every day I hustle like a bow.
Cause I do that stuff.
Initiating shutdown sequence.